From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Since the first days of fighting in Iraq, American and British forces have searched extensively, but unsuccessfully, for evidence that Saddam Hussein stockpiled chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. This past week in London, British Prime Minister Tony Blair was challenged in the House of Commons to explain why no weapons of mass destruction had been found. Similar questions have been raised with increasing frequency in recent weeks in Washington. In response, the Bush administration has pointed to two tractor trailers that were found that administration officials say could have been used as biological or chemical weapon laboratories. In the Middle East, late this past week, the president cited those trailers.
Recently found two mobile biological weapons facilities which were capable of producing biological agents. This is a man who spent decades hiding tools of mass murder. He knew the inspectors were looking for him. You know better than me, he's got a big country in which to hide them. We're on the look. We'll reveal the truth.
Mr. Bush is under pressure to substantiate claims he and other members of his administration made last fall as they work to build international and domestic support for military action against Iraq. In a speech last October 7th in Cincinnati, Ohio, the president said American intelligence had proof that Iraq was developing the means to build weapons of mass destruction.
Surveillance photos reveal that the regime is rebuilding facilities that it had used to produce chemical and biological weapons. Every chemical and biological weapon that Iraq has or makes is a direct violation of the truce that ended the Persian Gulf War in 1991. Yet Saddam Hussein has chosen to build and keep these weapons despite international sanctions, UN demands, and isolation from the civilized world.
This weekend, Washington Post reporters Walter Pincus and Dana Priest published an article comparing what the administration has said about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and what U.S. intelligence analysts were telling the president and his advisors. Dana Priest joins us. Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
What did you find when you compared what the administration said with what the administration was being told by intelligence analysts?
That there was a difference, that the pronouncements by the president and Vice President Dick Cheney, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, were unequivocal at times and expressed certainty that Iraq had chemical and biological weapons, in some cases nuclear weapons, and that that language was much starker than the language used by the intelligence community to describe what they thought Iraq possessed or might possess or was doing in order to acquire weapons. Just to give you one example, in the Rose Garden speech on September 26th, this is an important time frame because it is weeks away from the congressional vote on the resolution to go to war in Iraq, and that is when you see the language really intensifying. So when he went to the Rose Garden on the 26th, he said, "The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons. The Iraqi regime is building the facilities necessary to make biological and chemical weapons." But we found a Defense Intelligence Agency report that was declassified on Friday night, which used language that was much more calibrated and caveated. For instance, it said there was no reliable information on whether Iraq is producing or stockpiling chemical weapons, or whether Iraq has or will establish its chemical agent production facilities. The report went on to say that it probably has chemical weapons, but they just in the intelligence reports aren't as firm as the president and his policymakers are in public. And that's an important difference.
What are the sources of these intelligence reports?
That is key, because the sources, as we understand that, are indirect, are circumstantial. They don't have photographs. They don't have stolen Iraqi documents. They have defectors, sometimes with motives to say things. They have movement of certain equipment that could be considered dual use, so it could be used for civilian production. It could be used for military production of these sorts of weapons. And added together, they are concluding that they probably do have them. Now, that takes on a special significance when 6 weeks after the war is over, we have still to find any weapons. And so the probably becomes, well, maybe not. at least to this date.
What does the administration say now?
Well, the administration sometimes just can't understand that we would be questioning this and gets very upset to begin with that we are. They had the document that we quoted in the newspaper on Saturday, and to them, the analysis that says probably possesses bulk chemical stockpiles, to them meant that they were vindicated, and to us suggested the point we were making, that they weren't.
What are the intelligence officials saying now, then?
Well, the intelligence community doesn't say much, first of all. But when you have a document like this that shows their own language, they definitely stand by both the sort of verbs that they're using and their conclusion, which in some cases is that the preponderance of evidence suggests that Iraq possesses these weapons. Then when you ask a little deeper question, such as what is the methodology, what are the sources, they're not shy in telling you that it is not direct evidence like they would like. They have no smoking gun, especially since 98 when all the UNSCOM, the UN inspectors, left Iraq. They were particularly desperate and did not have the means to get any sort of direct evidence from Iraq.
What kind of response is coming now from Capitol Hill to these inconsistencies, these apparent inconsistencies?
I think the response has been a lot of concern, not just on the part of partisan Democrats, as you might imagine, but on the part of the intelligence committees, which are chaired by Republicans. This week, we saw that Senator John Warner, the Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, a supporter of George Bush's, and someone who, in nearly every committee meeting before the war, would ask the briefers from the government, now, if we go in, are we going to find weapons of mass destruction? He always got an assurance that we would find them, and yet we haven't found them. That has made him call for an investigation of the intelligence findings. And then ultimately, what the administration did with the intelligence in public, because as you know, we are only seeing a tiny corner of all the intelligence that exists, which is still classified.
Washington Post reporter Dana Priest. Dana, thanks a lot.
Thank you.